the student poetry reading. All the poets looked like Geronimo or Lauren Bacall. They pushed their long hair back like they were throwing coins over their shoulders into the wishing pond. The first ones were not very good. They wrote about pain with faces smooth as ponds, and they invoked celestial orbs. But there were good ones, and the moderator announced that three of them had decided to devote their lives to writing. Each demurred as he rose, but I could see it was true. They peopled the sparse auditorium as thick as the 50. They were in bed with the biggest and the best. New York gawked. I went home knowing that in 15 years that separate us, they will pass me like Porsches. I could have been depressed, but I wasn't. I am as surprised at being a poet as if I had grown up and become a bouquet. I thought I'd be dead by now, and not from Garrett excess, but from pneumonia or bad fall. I would have been less mourned than a plate. Now, 50 people might say, "Aw, shit, that's too bad, he wrote some good stuff." But for the young poets, I hope they get on TV, bursting from the underground like Nikes. I hope they outlive Robert Frost and are twice as cute. For myself, I just want to stay alive some more.